Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Well, today we have a question from the book of Ephesians. It comes from chapter 5, verse 22, and it says, "Wives, submit to your husbands." Well, John, that sounds unreasonable to some women, maybe even scary. What does that word submission mean in the context of marriage?
Yeah, not really a popular word. You know, that word used to be included in marriage vows. I don't think it's there very often anymore, because that's been thrown out by the women's liberation movement to which our culture has largely succumbed. But what does it mean to submit? Well, first of all, before Ephesians 5 says, "Wives, submit to your husbands," that same passage says, "Be filled with the Holy Spirit," submitting to one another. What does it mean to submit to one another? Without regard for marital relationship, without regard for male or female distinctions. It simply means to set aside your own priorities for the benefit of someone else, to set aside your own wishes for the fulfillment of someone else's wishes. And that's what it means in a marriage. When it says that a woman submits to her husband, it simply means that she sets aside her own will, her own agenda, her own plans to follow the direction of her husband, who I think also has a submissive heart in submitting to the very real needs of his wife and making sure he does everything to meet those needs, to provide protection, instruction, and direction and provision for her.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. If you have a question you'd like to submit, just visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.